This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters. I'm back with another episode of History Bites. And today I'm going to share a very powerful story from the life of the second caliph of Islam, Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu. Before I do that, I want to remind you that I will be sharing a lot more history content. And in order to support our channel, please subscribe to the channel and also support via links in the description. Now to the story. The second caliph of Islam, Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, was known for his justice, for his compassion, for his sense of responsibility. There was a famine in Medina when he was ruling, and he would walk the streets of Medina, the city of Medina. He would patrol the streets to see if someone is actually starving, hungry, or someone needs something. And he was very satisfied one night walking through the streets of Medina that everyone was asleep and people were in peace. But then he saw some fire burning at a distance. He walked up to the fire. He saw some children crying, and there was a woman with these children. He asked this woman as to why these children are crying. She said, "These children are hungry." So he asked, "What is cooking on the pot if they are hungry?" She said, "There is water and stones. I am cooking these stones so that children think that there is something being prepared, and while they are waiting, they go to sleep." So Umar was very disturbed by this incident. So Umar basically heard from the woman. The woman said to Umar that, "I will take the caliph by the forelock on the day of judgment," not knowing that she is actually speaking to the ruler himself. She's speaking to the man she's talking about. So Umar said, "How is the caliph supposed to know what's happening here, what your situation is?" She said, "She's our ruler." She said, "He's our ruler. He needs to know. He has to know what is happening with us in this situation." So Umar radiallahu anhu was very disturbed. He was shaken by this interaction. He ran back to the city of Medina. He went to the Muslim treasury where the food was kept. He filled a bag with food and he lifted the bag on his own shoulders. The person narrating this story, which is an authentic story, authentically reported in the books of hadith and history, his name was Salim. And he said to Umar bin Khattab, who was a servant of Umar, he said, "Let me carry this bag for you. Oh, the leader of the believers, let me carry this bag." Umar said, radiallahu anhu, "That you will not carry my burden on the day of judgment. This is my burden. This is my responsibility." Umar runs back to the woman. He puts food into the pot. He cooks. And while he's cooking, Salim reports that he was blowing into the fire and smoke was emerging from his beard, radiallahu anhu. This was the ruler of the Muslims who was patrolling the streets to see if people are fine. And he found someone in a disturbing position. He wanted to help personally. These are the models we follow. So smoke was emerging from his beard, and he cooked the food, and then he gave this food to the children. Children had their fill, alhamdulillah, and they started to play. Umar became very happy having seen these children satisfied, filled, and smiling and playing. So he went to the woman and he said that when you meet the leader of the believers, be kind to him, speak kindly with him. She said, "You should be our leader, not the man in Medina," not knowing that she's actually speaking to the caliph himself. This is a very powerful story I wanted to share with you under the series History Bites. And the purpose of the story is to show you that we as Muslims cannot be selfish. We need to learn from our history of our great predecessors, people who we look up to. Umar is one of them. And these are the characters these people had. Umar was a noble character. He had a sense of responsibility. He couldn't allow anyone to suffer under his governance. So he himself held himself accountable for all these difficulties, and he did something to overcome these challenges. And these are the lessons we need to learn from the stories of people like Umar so that we can fulfill our responsibilities as diligently as they could. Thank you so much for listening. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.